Welcome back to Insight. I'm Israel Hale. Today, we're continuing our conversation with Jesse Laslovich, U.S. attorney. We've been talking about the drug trafficking issue, which spans across the state of Montana, although our conversation has been specifically focused on Hill County. Laslovich told me last time that what would be called dealers, or the boots-on-the-ground distributors, are usually victims of addiction themselves, and they're being targeted by these larger-scale rings and traffickers. So this time around, I asked Laslovich what they're doing to help people in need and people suffering from addiction.
What I would like your listeners to know is that our focus, U.S. Department of Justice, is targeting those traffickers who are bringing it in, the heads of the snake, as I like to call them, and because it makes it harder to, you know, we cut those heads off the snake, then, inevitably there will be somebody else, but it'll take a while for someone else to do that, and hopefully our work will deter it. As part of the operation, though, we're also looping in folks who perhaps are lower level offenders, who are truly addicted, and they're dealing to fund their addiction. And one thing that I know you and I have discussed that we started this year with in the federal system, at least for the first time, is what we call our Glacier program, which is a treatment court. So for those folks who are addicted, and this is specifically, at least in my view, for those in Indian country who are suffering from addictions and are caught up in dealings of drugs. Obviously, there's the accountability mechanism, but there's also how do we get them out of this cycle and to become productive members of society. And these are people who historically haven't had access to resources. And I'm not just talking about substance treatment, substance abuse treatment or substance misuse treatment, but also mental health services, having someone help you find a job. So it's more holistic, that is run through the United States Probation Office, and they do a really good job with that. Now, we don't have a lot of participants with it being new, but the people who have gotten into the program, at least thus far, I'm sorry, I said the start of this year, start of 2023 is when we did this, so it's almost a year and a half. But the people we've had participating in the program have made progress, and I'm pleased to say I think a few are on the cusp of graduating. And, of course, the hope is that they will not recidivate and will be the productive members of society that we hope them to be. So, yes, that's a long answer to a straightforward question, but we are trying to get creative with the cycle of addiction.
I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. This has been Insight.